one.
Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Andrew, you are a third partner on our team, and you are responsible for operations and financial planning on our team.
Yeah, that's a big hat.
It's a big hat. And I want to talk about financial planning for a minute, because I had a conversation with Faisal this week, and he had had a conversation with a family that I found interesting. And they were trying to find the right advisor for them.
Okay.
And so they're interviewing several teams, and they had spoken with Faisal as one of the people. And a different institution, as part of their process up front, had given them just a financial plan.
Yep.
And they asked Faisal, "Can you do a financial plan for me up front?" And I'm shortening the conversation, but Faisal said, "Well, to what end? What are you trying to accomplish with that?"
Absolutely. Okay.
And the answer was, "I just want to know if we're okay." Fair question to want answered. Okay. But he said, "Well, okay, to do that though, there's a whole bunch of things we've got to understand." Okay. So here's what I'm going to throw at you. I'm trying to just give some background, right? And I have some very strong opinions on this, but our industry in general, okay, has put forward this idea of a financial plan as a static document.
Okay? Yep.
Here it is. You're okay. But I would contend that that is not a static document, that a financial calculation, okay, to know if today with what you have and your spending you can do it, can be answered very quickly. But that's way too simplistic.
It is. I would challenge that to say that a financial plan, theoretically, is nothing more but a snapshot in time. It provides a few items that are really important. One, in this particular case, can I do it? Can I retire with the lifestyle I wish to retire?
Right.
Okay. That's the first thing. The second thing it's going to provide
Can I stop you there?
Sure.
Because that's super interesting. Because that's essentially what this person was asking.
Mm-hmm.
But a financial plan isn't just a financial calculation. It's part of a retirement plan. And so
that's where I was going.
Yeah. To get to the quality of the information that client really was asking about, okay, is that something you sit down in 15 minutes and whip up and say, yeah, you're okay?
No, you can't. And because everybody's need for a financial plan or their need for what they're trying to achieve is different. And one of the key metrics that I look at, or what my team looks at, is when we start off, is give me your top three goals. What are you trying to achieve? Because everybody is different. So, for example, right now I'm hearing a lot about the Trudeau government's going to give me a lot of tax because there's been debt, and we're piling on debt, so they're terrified of it. I want to make sure it doesn't go to the government. I want to go to the next generation. I want to move on. I'm worried about achieving my lifestyle. That's the second goal. Okay, what's the lifestyle look like? And then finally, a lot of them are starting to talk to me about, well, what about healthcare? What's going to happen to me in the future if I need to go into a home or a facility or something else? Those are goals. Those are things we have to look at and sort of push forward to say, what's important?
Yeah. You and I are likely going to say the same thing here, but I'm going to say it in a different way. And this is where I have a strong opinion on it. I don't think there's anything... there is no such thing as a financial plan. Now, having said that, we call a financial plan a financial plan. So here's what I'm trying to communicate, is I think there is only a process. So as an example, the work that you and your team do on Popwitch Carmel is really interesting, because if somebody is trying to solve for a specific problem, i.e., do I have enough? Okay. That planning process is actually different than if we're stress testing a plan for an inheritance, for a legacy plan.
Yep.
Or if we're stress testing a plan under some adverse reaction, or if we're looking at the tax impact today in your lifetime or later. So the inputs that you use to calculate those things, to determine the answer to whatever the goal is or the question is, changes the inputs. So that's why I say a financial plan, in my opinion, doesn't exist. It's not a static document. It is part of a process.
No, it's
that provides context.
And that's why I say it's a snapshot in time. It provides a lot of feedback.
Right.
But it's a living document, because you have to go back and redo it. Not every year, but you do have to go back and do it, usually around every three.
Right.
Because things have changed.
Right.
Your lifestyle's changed. Your thoughts around money have changed. perhaps maybe you're considering something different.
Right.
Whatever those things are, that's when you have to revisit it.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that I also see a lot, David, and I just bring it up just because I find it interesting. If you came to me and said, I want to retire, can I do it? The answer is yes.
No, of course.
But that's very simplistic. Why is it yes? Well, depending on the interest rate that's placed in that plan or inflation rate or anything else, that's not going to give us the right input at all because we're not stressing it effectively. We're trying to solve for a variable. And the variable is I want to earn X dollars a month. So it changes it. And that drives me batty.
Well, I think you've said something very, very important. And I don't think I communicated this clearly, and that's why I'm going on processes. The inputs that you use in the financial planning process are relative to the answer you're trying to get. So, for instance, if you were trying to stress test a plan to answer the question, can I retire with a certain amount of income based on the assets I have, you might use a different set of assumptions on your inflation rate and interest, return rate.
That's right.
Then you would use if you were trying to get an accurate assessment of what a tax liability might be in the future, okay? Because your stress test could be overly conservative to get the answer for that client or to find that point in space to say, yes, you're okay, or no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But those inputs might be different to say, what is my realistic tax liability at the end of the day? And so this is why I found that conversation with Faisal, in terms of the conversation he had with this person, very interesting. And so how does this relate to what we're talking about? I think that when you are trying to find an advisory team and you're interviewing, I think people, we need to educate people about what it is they're trying to accomplish. Their needs when they get to retirement, we know, are much more complex because they're trying to solve for multiple questions at the time. Okay.
Yep.
And so it's not one financial plan that does that. It could be several financial plans. And when I say financial plans, I mean several steps in the process of trying to determine, based on the goals you have,
that's right,
what the answer is, right? And so, you know, Faisal and I talked about this. He's consistent, obviously, with what you and I say and think. But I think people need to understand that the document and how many financial plans have we seen? Well, yeah, I did a financial plan 10 years ago. Wait a second. Your financial plan 10 years ago likely has nothing to do with what today looks like for you.
That's right.
Right? And so it has to be updated regularly. Drives me back to process. You have to include the financial planning as part of your overall wealth management or lifestyle planning process.
That's right.
Is that fair?
There's no way out of it. Without that process in place, without trying to drive that process in place, the document is just a way to bring you in the door.
Well, it's just
And it's just a thing.
Right.
Look, we did this. It's really about making sure it's done, making sure it's done on a regular basis, make sure the recommendations are in place.
And they're relative. It brings context, and that's my point. So it's not a document. It's a part of a process. That's my opinion. I said I had some strong opinions. A financial plan is not a document. It's part of a process.
It is.
Right? Okay. Enough on that because I'll just get myself all worked up here. We got to bring this show to a close. And to do that, I just want to remind everybody that we've got an upcoming webinar in which we're going to be talking about that process. Right.
Yeah, and that's happening just this week, Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m. As Dave said, it is a live online webinar. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register, and we look forward to having you with us.
Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodcundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodcundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodcundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.